getting a number 16, a wild card position, you know, it's an opportunity to go on and mix it up and prove to people how good you can be. I had an opportunity to go and be a reserve, but you know, that's I got that opportunity last year, and you know, it was extremely hard going in as the reserve, you know, getting thrown in at the deep end and, you know, not having a lot of practice, and especially on the track last year when it was so rough and bumpy, you know, I wasn't really set up, so I wasn't really full of confidence. But, you know, this year is going to be different. You know, I've got the whole day Friday to prepare and practice and get things really dialed in. So, yeah, to get that opportunity to go and practice and get really dialed in, you know, it's something I'm really looking forward to, and, you know, I'm confident I can go and do half a job.
I suppose you know what to expect this time, even if it's just taking in the atmosphere, you know what it's going to be like.
Oh, the atmosphere is just crazy, you know, right in front of all them fans, and you know, the entrance, you know, when you're introduced to all them fans, you know, it's a pretty special moment, you know, and it's probably the most special moment in my life, you know, walking out on that on that parade and in front of all them fans, you know, the reception and being a number 16, you know, with this opportunity, you know, it's probably going to be the proudest moment of my life, and so, you know, it's something that I have aim for, and you know, there's still more to come after this, and you know, obviously the aim is to be the world champion one day, so you know, this is just a taste of the big time, and you know, I'm thoroughly looking forward to it.
Do you put pressure on yourself for that meet? I mean, you're not going there to make up the numbers, are you? You're there to compete with the world's best.
Nah, I'm not under pressure one bit. You know, the pressure is on me because, you know, as I said at the British final, I put all the pressure on myself then, you know, because I wanted to get to Cardiff. Now I'm at Cardiff, I have no goals, you know, it's just go out there and race and do the best I can. So, you know, whatever happens now, you know, and I think that's good for me, you know, to go into the meet with no pressure and no weight on my shoulders. It's just to go there and enjoy myself, and that's when I ride my best.
Does the work start now, then the preparation? Do you know what machinery you're taking and things like that?
I think I've got about 7 or 8 meetings before Cardiff, so...
I've got time to think about it yet.
Actually, I don't think I've got that many, but I think maybe 6 meetings before Cardiff, so... Yeah, I haven't got a lot of time to think about that, and but yeah, I kind of know what I'm taking, and maybe I need a faster engine, so I'll maybe speak to one of the boys and see if I can get a faster engine ready for the meet. It's not necessarily faster, just something that's a little bit different, you know. So I kind of know what I want, and you know, I'm working towards what I want. But it's, you know, it's obviously hard to know exactly what you need, you know, after only been riding a speedway bike for 5.5 years. So, you know, I am learning, but, you know, it is a process, and unfortunately sometimes it can be a slow process, but I'm trying to speed things up a little and figure things out. But, yeah, it's hard, but, you know, I mean, as I said, Rome wasn't built in a day.
I was going to say, a slow process, but with 5 years riding a speedway bike, now you've got the GB bib on. At Cardiff at the Millennium Stadium. Fantastic.
Buxton to Cardiff in 5 years, who would have thought that? You know, it was only like 5 years ago, and I was telling Jim Moss, you know, give me a chance, I'll be reserve, I'll be number one when the first averages come out, you know, and here I am today, you know, so it's pretty surreal, you know, and the amount of time that and speed I've come on, you know. But yeah, you know, I put a lot of time and effort into what I do, and so does all my sponsors and family. You know, my team, everyone that helps me, you know, I wouldn't be where I was today anywhere near if it wasn't for them. You know, I only do 25% of it, you know, and the other 75% is sponsors, family, friends, and all the helpers, you know, that help me out. So, you know, I'm just a minor percentage of my team.
And of course, they'll all be there cheering you on as well.
Absolutely, you know, and I don't think they'd have it any other way, you know. They're fully behind me, and they fully believe in my capabilities, so... You know, thanks for them for doing that, you know, because as I said, I wouldn't be here without them.
And do you see this as an opportunity as well to kind of put yourself in the shop window? You're on the world stage. Maybe you're kind of reaching out to people in Poland, Denmark, Sweden.
Yeah, you know, I had, you know, I obviously just had the opportunity to go to Croatia to the Gorican semi-final of the Grand Prix qualifier for next year. But unfortunately, you know, I didn't ride to half my capabilities, you know, rode Edinburgh on the Friday night and then straight down to Heathrow, then flew out there, you know. And it was so busy. I didn't have that much time to, you know, even to get any sleep. So I went and raced, you know, not sleeping from the Thursday night. So, you know, that was hard for me, you know, and that was, you know, I didn't really show my true colours to the people out there that, you know, that are looking for riders. So yeah, I didn't do myself any justice there, so hopefully I can get some bit of redemption in Cardiff and show people like exactly what I'm made of.